I want to welcome you this evening. I'm just thrilled to see you here tonight, support your children. Thank you for sharing them with us this year in clubs. We ran a high of 36, but usually there was 25 to 26. So that was a good gang, wasn't it? So here we are. We're going to share with you our program. Our theme this year was "The Lord God Made Them All." And so tonight we have a theme verse and a theme song. And there's going to be several of the group do what we call creation spotlights. They created or came up with that on their own. And so we're going to go through the program tonight. And we're just thrilled to have you here with us tonight. Let's have a word of prayer before we start. Our Father in heaven, thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight, for each child that made up clubs. For each family, I pray your blessing on each one. And I pray, Lord, your Holy Spirit and your presence with us tonight. May we have a good time honoring your name and remembering the things that we're going to give in this program. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. At the very beginning here, I want to recognize some very, very hardworking people, and that's our staff. I want to do that at first because at the end they're going to go downstairs and get ready for the treat. We're going to miss them. But first of all, I'd like to recognize some of our substitutes. We got Josiah and Rebecca Martin, Lamar and Rhoda Harnish, Laverne and Joanne Harnish, Dean and Tina Nold, Andy and Janelle, Austin Sensnick, I think, was here. They were substitutes to help out when we needed help. And Ben Zimmerman did our games. And Nate and his brother John is back there. They did the boys' crafts, and you're going to hear about some of that tonight. Mark over here, he was a helper all around, helping where he was needed. And Katrina was the girls' craft. She did the girls' crafts. Melita and Rebecca did the young class. They had the young class. Martina taught the girls' Bible lesson, and Philip did the boys' Bible lesson. I think we got everybody except, who was the snack lady? Grace. Yeah, Grace Hess was our snack lady. So again, welcome to you here this evening. All right, let's say together our theme verse tonight. Revelation 4:12. Ready?
Thou art worthy, O Lord,
Okay, we're going to sing our theme song now. All creatures of our God and King.
Thank you.
Okay, that was nice. We had the little class, and now we're having Dorcas, Martha, and Melita. Eliza, 55.
Isaiah 55, verse 8 to 13.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord.
As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
As the rain and the snow comes down from heaven and do not return from it, without watering the earth and making bud and flourish, so that you yield seed for the sower and bread for the eater.
So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it.
You shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the fields will clap their hands.
Instead of the thorn brush will grow juniper, and instead of the briars, the myrtle will grow. For this is the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign that will endure forever.
You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you. There'll be shouts of joy, and all the trees of the fields will clap their hands. And all the trees of the fields will clap their hands. Trees of the fields will clap their hands. Trees of the fields will clap their hands. While you go out with joy.
Okay, can we have a round of applause for them? Okay, Josiah and John for Volcano.
Volcanoes are the result of magma, which is rock that has melted over time, breaking through the mantle, which is the rocky outer layer of the earth, creating magma chambers under the surface of the earth.
That build pressure until they burst, through resulting in powerful explosions. There are more than 600 active volcanoes on the earth and about 550 eruptions per year.
The most powerful volcano was in Indonesia. It was so powerful that it turned a tall mountain into a large crater. We have a little demonstration here. We're just gonna pour the vinegar in here and you'll see what happens. That's just a small scale demonstration.
Okay, now we have a round of applause for them. We have, Next, we have Abigail, Lydia, and Marita. Okay.
Genesis 1:1-13.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. So God divided the light from the darkness.
And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and morning were the second day.
And God said, "Let there be light." And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear," and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass and herbs yielding seeds, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kinds, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herbs yielding seeds after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after its kind. And God saw that it was good.
You just got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Listen to the bass in the bottom when the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans with a big to-do. Old coyote howls. The dogs and the cats, they tail in the middle. And the honeybees hum and the crickets fiddle and the donkey brays and the pony neighs. Old coyote just goes moo. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Listen to the tops where the little birdies sing, where the melodies and the high notes ring. The good owl hovers over everything. Jaybird disagrees. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day. Little dog quacks and he's on his way. And the cousin doesn't have much to say. Porcupine talks to himself. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing high. Some sing out loud on the telephone line. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
Thank you. And now we have Colton with Buck Knife Leather.
Tonight we are going to be talking about leather. This is a leather knife pouch sewn together. Leather is made from cow or horse skin and is used in many things like shoes and footballs. It was used in the ancient world for clothing and footwear, also as tents and other shelters. Alligator and crocodile leather is the most expensive leather.
In ancient India, leather was used as money until real currency was made. Also, China is the country that produces the most leather in the world. Thousands of years ago, fresh skins were dried in the sun, then salted and smoked to preserve them. Thank you.
Next up, we have Hope with Craft.
Okay, so tonight I'm going to be telling you about a craft I made in church. So this is a jar. I decorated it with the glitter and all that. So what I use it for is the hair ties. It was supposed to be a pencil jar, but I could not fit any in it. So I just keep it on my dresser. When I need it, I'll get them out. And that's basically about it.
Thank you. Okay, next up we have Brandon, CJ, and Boston with the water cycle. Boston, you are responsible. I'm counting on you. Ah.
Get this thing on.
Okay, boys.
Oh, the water cycle's on the paper? We gotta start with the water.
Yeah, let's start right there. Okay.
Can I hold it? Water cycle takes the water and moves it up and all around the earth, creation and the earth
from the sun
and then I don't precipitation.
The cycle takes the water and down and up around the earth. The water cycle takes the water and up and down and up around the earth.
Okay, next up we have my most favorite snack, Marcus and Benji with the candy dispenser.
This is a candy dispenser we made this year for a craft.
We made it out of wood. There's just a board with a hole. And that goes up right up there. And then the candy drops in there. And then it goes back down and drops it in there. And so then we just put the jar on top. And then...
Next up, we have Wesley with the earthquake. Wesley.
I am here to talk about earthquakes. They can be defined as any natural shaking of the Earth's crust. A magnitude is the strength of an earthquake. The three worst earthquakes in history were coastal Chile in 1960 with a 9.5, and Prince William Sound, Alaska in 1964 with a 9.2, and then in Sumatra, Indonesia in 2004 with a 9.1 earthquake. Earthquake can sometimes trigger volcanoes, as was the case with Mount St. Helens, and there were two earthquakes in the Bible, where Korah was swallowed up with his followers, and the second one was where the temple curtain was rent from top to bottom, straight in half.
Okay, now we are having the slides show. With the final song. Okay, slideshow.
Doesn't answer him with an actual answer. Instead, God asks him a series of questions about God's own power and his marvelous works, and that's what we're going through here. He starts with asking, "Where were you when I established the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who fixed its dimensions? Certainly you know who stretched a measuring line across it, what supports its foundations, or who laid its cornerstone. While the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. I clicked too often there. Who enclosed the sea behind doors when it burst in the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and total darkness its blanket? Have you ever in your life commanded the morning or assigned the dawn its place? Have you traveled to the sources of the sea or walked in the depths of the ocean? People actually have done that, but I don't think Job did. Have the gates of death been revealed to you, and have you seen the gates of deep darkness? Have you comprehended the extent of the earth? Tell me if you know all of this. Have you entered the place where the snow is stored, or have seen the storehouses of hail, which I hold in reserve for times of trouble? What road leads to the place where the light is dispersed? Where is the source of the east wind that spreads across the earth? Who cuts a channel for the flooding rain or clears way for the lightning to bring rain on an uninhabited land, on a desert with no human life? Whose womb did the ice come from? What gave birth to this frost of heaven? Can you fasten the chains of Pleiades or loosen the belt of Orion? Can you bring out the constellations in their seasons and lead the bear to her cubs? Can you hunt prey for a lioness or satisfy the appetite of young lions? Who provides the raven's food when its young cry out to God and wander for lack of food? Do you know when the mountain goats gave birth? Have you watched a deer in labor? Can you count the moths and know the time when they give birth? Who set the wild donkey free, and who released the swift donkey from its harness? Would the wild ox be willing to serve you? Would the wild ox be willing to serve you, and would it spend the night at your feeding troughs? Will it plow the valleys behind you? Do you give strength to the horses? Do you adorn its neck with a mane and make him leap like a lotus? Does the hawk take flight by your understanding and spread its wings to the south? Do the eagles soar at your command and make its nest on high? Look at the behemoth. God goes extensively into this, and I'm not going through everything he says. Which I made along you. He eats grass like a cattle. Look at the strength of his back and the power of the muscles. He stiffens his tail like a cedar tree, and the tendons of his thighs are firmly woven together. Can you pull the Leviathan with a hook or tie his tongue down with a rope? This is not what the Leviathan looked like. It's just an image from Google. Can you put a cord through its nose or pierce its jaw from a hook? Can you catch such a fierce creature of the sea? Can you play with him like a bird or put him on a leash for your young girls? Can you fill his hide with harpoons or his head with fishing spears? I cannot be silent about his limbs, his power, or his graceful proportions. Who can penetrate his double layer of armor or open his jaws surrounded by those terrifying teeth? His pride is his rows of scales that are closely sealed together. Smoke billows from his nostrils as a boiling pot or burning reeds. His breath sets coals ablaze and flames pour out of his mouth. And to all these questions that God is asking, Job replies that I know that you can do anything. No plan of yours can be thwarted. You spoke of things I don't understand and are too wondrous for me to know. Truly, God has created an amazing creation. And with science, we have understood so many things, and yet there's so much we don't understand of what God has made. Job ends saying, with at the end of that, I and compared to all the greatness that God is, I am dust and ashes. Thank you.
congratulations.